This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Global leaders have gathered in the capital for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the world leaders at Bharat Mandapam last evening. French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Prime Ministers of Finland, Bhutan, Mauritius, Crown Prince of UAE, President of Slovakia, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and Managing Director of IMF Kristalina Georgieva were among the esteemed leaders who have gathered for the summit. They were welcomed at the venue with Indian music and dance performance. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the global leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Summit 2026 today at Bharat Mandapam. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. During his meeting with the President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, at Hyderabad House, he discussed a wide range of issues and aimed at deepening India-Spain partnership. Prime Minister Modi conveyed his appreciation for Spain's consistent support for strong India-EU relations. Mr. Modi said the historic free trade agreement with EU will have a very positive impact on the economic partnership with Spain and provide new opportunities to the people of both the nations. The Prime Minister also held talks with Prime Minister of Finland, Antti-Petri Orpo, and discussed cooperation in sustainability and digitization, AI research and ethical innovation. Mr. Modi held talks with presidents of Serbia and Estonia and prime ministers of Croatia, Bhutan and Kazakh on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit. At India AI Impact Summit, Google has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of a $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. In a statement, the company informed that through their collaborative infrastructure initiative named America-India Connect, a new international subsea gateway will be established in Vizag. It added that 3 new subsea paths connecting India to Singapore, South Africa and Australia and 4 strategic fiber optic routes will also be established. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, CEO of Google Sundar Pichai expressed hope that India is going to have an extraordinary trajectory with AI.
And today we are excited to announce a partnership between Google DeepMind and the Indian government as part of the Global National Partnerships Program. This will broaden access to frontier AI capabilities for national priorities. Demis will share more later on. We're also partnering with Atal Tinkering Labs to bring Gen AI assistance to over 10,000 Indian schools and 11 million students with a focus on robotics and coding in the classroom. Google has a full-stack commitment to India and I've never been more excited about the future we are building together.
Secretary of the Ministry of Steel, Sandeep Pondrick, has said that India's steel consumption has witnessed an unprecedented surge, jumping from 77 million tonne in 2014-15 to 152 million tonne in 2024-25. He said this while addressing a session at the Ministry of Steel Pavilion at the ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Pondrick expressed confidence that India's crude steel capacity is expected to reach 300 million tonne by 2030-31 and 400 metric ton by 2035-36. The session brought together leading steel producers and iron ore miners to present their forward-looking roadmaps to AI innovators. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Ramzan Mubarak and expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in society. He also hoped that there will be peace and prosperity everywhere. Food Corporation of India, FCI, and World Food Programme, WFP, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for the supply of rice in support of global humanitarian operations aimed at combating hunger. The Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has informed that FCI will supply 2 lakh metric tons of rice to WFP under the MOU. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India beat the Netherlands by 17 runs in the final Group A fixture at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Elected to bat first, India posted 193 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.